Can you name five famous female visual artists?
Georgia O'Keeffe, Diego Garcia's wife,
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
Oh, this is really hard. And you're pointing a mic at me, too. Oh, gosh.
Georgia O'Keeffe, Frida Kahlo.
Rhea Munoz. No. I said Frida Kahlo.
Like Yoko Ono.
Oh, I'm such a bad feminist.
I'm like breaking my own heart right now that I can't think of a fifth one.
My coworkers aren't alone, and it's part of the inspiration for the Persisters Art Collective in Juneau.
I think Emily Rodkey is definitely the person who started off with this idea of having an art show that had a whole lot of like women powerhouses that are in our community come together, submit art, and just have this great art show.
That's organizer Lorelei Maiko in a recent KXLL interview.
And then after the election, a lot of us who were already planning what we were going to do for this art show kind of found some new inspiration or maybe some new ideas of what we wanted to put out into our community, and it kind of evolved from there.
As part of tonight's First Friday, Persisters, a play on persistent sisters, has organized a pop-up art show. Here's fellow organizer Melissa Griffiths.
And the way that I was thinking about the show is maybe a combination of art as self-expression and art as self-care.
And the list of artists is extensive, says Maiko.
We have Emily Rodkey, we have Bronze Betty Finery, Veronica Bunnies, we got Wool and Rain. I've seen some of her sneak peeks and it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I, of course, Junie Chu, Palace Kitchen, Christiane Carello, Christy Erickson, Kelsey Lovig, Amy Dressel, Amy George, just tons of people.
In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.